Mr. Feller, I have no announcements, so take us away.
Thank you. A few questions on Afghanistan. The President said at the Counterterrorism Center today, we're making real progress in our core mission to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda and other extremist networks, which is almost exactly what he said, as you know, back in March when he announced the Afghanistan-Pakistan strategy. So I'm wondering, is this a strategy review that's going on at all, looking at what the mission is, why the U.S. is still in Afghanistan, or is he saying the mission's clear, it's just a matter of how we go about it that's under review?
Well, look, we talked yesterday, and I said, I think, pretty clearly that leaving Afghanistan isn't an option.
Right.
What the President laid out in March, as you mentioned, was a strategy that is focused not just on Afghanistan, but also on Pakistan. We know, and our first and foremost, the President's, what's on the President's mind are those that attacked us on September 11th, 2001, those that have, through the global network of Al-Qaeda, have the intent and are actively planning to do so again. All of that is part of what is being evaluated, where we are, the progress that has been made in dealing with those different entities and the groups that are involved. All of that's going into, and I think tomorrow's meeting focuses, I think, almost primarily on Pakistan.
When you say all that's being looked at, is the mission itself set and consistent, or is that
the mission of disrupting, dismantling, and ultimately destroying Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies? That's the focus of why we're there and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think the President used today's important visit to highlight the role that many individuals play in coordinating intelligence that we get here in the United States that help to disrupt potential attacks, as we've seen over the past many weeks.
Can you elaborate a bit about what the President wants to accomplish specifically with the meeting with lawmakers today?
Yeah, I think the meeting will start off with the President laying out where we are in the review and the process moving forward, and open it up to a Q&A with members of Congress. I think you all have a list of those that have been invited. Look, obviously, the President, as I've said repeatedly, and he has too, the President has and wants to hear from all of those that are involved in decisions about protecting our homeland, keeping our country safe, as well as the deployment of our men and women in uniform. And obviously, Congress plays an important and significant role in that. And this is part of talking to them about this process.
Just one follow on that. Is that a process that the President thinks did not happen adequately under President Bush with the war in Iraq? Is this something he's trying to change?
Which process? Bringing Congress
in?
Congress
and listening.
Hard for me to grade that. I know that the President believes it's this President believes it's tremendously important to seek that input, Democrat and Republican, House and Senate, as we move forward. And that's the intent of the meeting today.
Just more on the meeting. I'm wondering if you can talk about what the role he sees for Congress in this. President Bush definitely saw the executive branch as having the lead role in deciding how many troops were going, and he would consult with Congress. Does President Obama take a different approach?
Obviously there are different roles. One is the role of commander-in-chief. Another, obviously, though, is the role of, through the appropriations process, particularly, in the resources that are needed to move forward. I think, obviously, that's an extremely important role. You can't do one without the other. And that's, I think, what part of what will, I doubt they'll get into specific appropriations, but the strategy that would ultimately surround the need for resources from Congress.
There's growing skepticism, as you know, among many Democrats about a troop increase for Afghanistan. How important is that going to be in his decision-making process?
Well, again, as I've said, the the president hopes to and will hear from many across the political spectrum throughout this process. The decision he makes will be what he believes is in the best interest of this country and those that serve in uniform in protecting us. This is not a political debate or a political argument.
Just one follow-up on your comment, leaving Afghanistan is not an option. Is reducing the number of troops an option? How wide?
Well, I'm not going to get into I think there's been this notion about whether there was a debate about everybody going home. As late as this weekend, there were questions about that on some of the news shows. I think it's important to dispense with, as the president did in the very beginning of our second meeting last week in the Situation Room, with that notion.
Robert, in terms of the differences with the Bush administration and how they approached Iraq, back in the campaign, the president was pretty critical of President Bush in March of 2008, talked about General Shinseki, for example, and how then-Senator Obama said, quote, at the beginning of the conflict, there were generals that said, this is going to require many more troops, will cost us much more, those generals were pushed aside. If this president doesn't listen to General McChrystal when he says he wants 40,000, isn't he pushing a general aside?
I appreciate the opportunity to dangle into hypotheticals, Ed, but there's a robust process that we've discussed. I discussed some with you yesterday.
Then that you should listen to the commanders. Why doesn't he listen to the commanders now?
I'm not going to get into the hypotheticals. I appreciate that you fast-forwarded through the decision-making process, but we're going to focus on that process and getting it right. I'm just not going to get into that.
A quick thing about China. Why is the president skipping a meeting this week with the Dalai Lama? In the campaign, he said he looked forward to meeting with Dalai Lama. Yeah. Is he concerned about the Chinese government?
We're concerned about the people in Tibet, and we're concerned about the Chinese. I think the statement that the Dalai Lama and his supporters put out yesterday were fully in support of a meeting that will take place later in the year. They understand a strong relationship. The stronger relationship that we have with China benefits the Tibetan people. I saw something that said a meeting had been postponed, and that's simply inaccurate.
Quick thing on the economy, in terms of the reports today saying that...
we just did a quick thing on...
That was quick. If the president talked about saving or creating 3 million new jobs, with the stimulus, if you're now talking about new programs for job creation, are you acknowledging that the first stimulus did not create or save those jobs?
No, I think if you look at the understand the parameters that we talked about, which you just accurately quoted, are based on a recovery plan that Congress enacted in the middle of February and we have implemented. Understanding the recession didn't start in mid-February. We didn't start losing jobs January 21st. The job loss goes back to, if I'm not mistaken, I'm looking at the graph in my head, I think it's December of 2007. So just as I said yesterday in yesterday's answer, that the recovery plan was not intended to dollar for dollar fill the gap or the hole that was created in the downturn in our economy, which I think we said was about a $2 trillion gap. 3 million jobs does not exceed the number that have been lost as a result of this recession going back to December of 2007.
Two quick questions. The first one back to Afghanistan. Does the president think, yesterday Secretary Gates said that this discussion should be candid, but it should also be happening privately. Does the president think that this is all happening too publicly, this military debate?
I'm not going to get in the way of parsing generals or secretaries of defense. I appreciate the repeated opportunity to do so. The president set up a process, and we're going through that.
Today, Cindy Sheehan was back outside the White House. Yesterday, she chained herself to the North Lawn gate and got arrested. Today, she's back, and she says she's actually moving to Washington. She's going to be out there until her complaints are addressed. Is the president or anyone from the White House going to meet with any of these protesters?
Not that I'm aware of.
You said a moment ago that at the beginning of the second meeting, last week's meeting, the president put to rest the idea of leaving Afghanistan. Was he making new? Was he saying something new when he said that, or
to you maybe, but not to us?
No, I just want to make sure he was not. You're not suggesting that he was making a new policy, stating a new policy.
No,
you said he put that to rest then.
Well, look.
Why did he need to make that clear? Wasn't that already policy?
It was. It wasn't necessarily reflected in all the coverage. And as I said, one of the reasons, well, sure. As I said, the reason I repeated it yesterday is there were hypotheticals set up on the news shows on Sunday that assumed one spectrum of this was everybody leaving Afghanistan. That's simply just not the case.
So he was not. I was just struck by the fact that you said he made that clear in that meeting when I would think everybody.
Well,
in
I mean, I think he
well
set out the parameters of that if you see people out there talking as if the decision is on one end, everybody leaving Afghanistan, that's not the case.
Tomorrow's number three meeting. Is it the same cast? And
I don't know if there are any additions. We will try to put in the guidance tonight if there are any additions. I assume most of I don't know if there's anybody that's being added as a result of Pakistan in particular, but my sense is that the people that were in there last week will largely comprise the people that will be in there this week.
And did the president give any marching orders of what he wanted people to do between these two meetings to prepare for the third? Is there any agenda, specific agenda for this one?
I don't have the agenda with me. This one is going to focus on Pakistan, but without getting into detail, yeah, the president the president and many that were staffing the meeting understood what needed to be prepared for this one.
Homework in the meantime.
I think it's safe to say that this has resulted in work that didn't necessarily fall in the confines of a 9-to-5 work day.
Everything on Pakistan, or is there a particular?
Just the larger focus on Pakistan.
Are we nation building now in Afghanistan, or is that part of what's in the strategic review to make the decision whether we should be involved in it?
Well, again, I think there is a larger assessment that's going on about moving forward in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Is nation building part of that?
Well, I'll let the process work and the president speak for what decisions are made.
Follow up on Congress's role. If this besides a funding role, would the White House be open to letting Congress express its opinion about whether to send more troops?
I'm not sure they're looking for permission from us to do something like that.
So Congress, you wouldn't necessarily go to Congress to ask for more troops?
Well, you have to in terms of funding. Right. I don't know if you were talking, what I meant in my original response was, I don't know if you meant some resolution before some decision. I don't have any opinion on that.
And when do you expect that you're going to have to go before Congress for new funding on this? Would you ask for a supplemental, or is it?
At some point when a decision is made, but I don't have a timeline on funding.
We are missing yet another deadline on health care. The Senate Finance Committee, I guess, was supposed to be last week. Then it was like, no, they'll vote it out Tuesday. Then we're hearing, no, Wednesday. Now it doesn't look like you're going to get a bill at all this week. Is there any, are you guys frustrated with how long Max Box has taken from actually finishing the markup to the
committee,
holding
the
vote?
No, the committee, I think I got a question last week, are we rushing? So it's interesting. Good to know that the leaves are not the only thing changing. I think the committee believes they're making progress, and I think whether it's Wednesday,
I mean, they already voted on all the markup.
Thursday,
the bill is the bill, right?
Well, I think they're waiting for, as I understand it, they're waiting for some CBO estimates for members to
says the votes. Why hold on?
Better question for Senator Barnes, Jonathan.
If last week's meeting was basically an assessment of the situation, and Pakistan is the focus tomorrow, does that mean that Friday's is on troop levels? When do you tackle that thorny issue?
We spent 3 hours last week, and troop levels didn't come up. I don't know if that's Friday or that's sometime the week after.
Okay. And on health care, Senator Reid has some big decisions because he's going to be putting together the bill that actually goes to the floor of the Senate. And I'd like to just know when, what role the White House sees itself playing, but you know, in helping to put together the bill that actually goes to the Senate floor? And do you want to see a public option on the bill that's on the Senate floor?
We've played the public option game each of the last many days. Obviously, Senator Reid is, as the leader of the Senate, going to make decisions that merge two pieces of legislation in conjunction with members on both committees that have been working on this legislation. And I assume that they'll ask the White House for varying opinions on different issues. But this is something that Senator Reid.
I mean, can you give us some idea of who's up there now from the White House and who's consulting on this?
I don't have any knowledge of who's up there now. I don't assume it's any different than the people that have been working on health care starting last February.
Robert, can you say what the reason is that the president won't meet with the Dalai Lama until a later time? Is he worried about irritating Chinese leaders before his visit?
Is that a component? There was an agreement to do this later in the year, and that's what's going to happen.
Is he worried that he might be seen kowtowing to Chinese leaders by not meeting with the Dalai Lama on his forthcoming visit?
No, again, Mark, as I said, it's important, and the Tibetan people know that our strong relationship with China helps them. So I think this was mutually agreed upon, and it's what's going to happen.
Helps them.
Our relationship with China, having a strong relationship and a good dialogue with them, allows us to talk to them about the cares and concerns of the Tibetan people.
Has the president done that?
I believe we have mentioned human rights in meeting with the Chinese, yes.
Well, what does meeting with the Dalai Lama later have to do with making a strong relationship with China? I don't understand.
What I'm saying simply is that you can't, you all are assuming that if you meet with one first or one later, that sets up some sort of sequencing that believes you can't meet with both on a certain timeline or something that has.
That's your decision.
It was our decision, and it was one that was mutually agreed upon. It is based on your questioning, yes.
Robert,
back to stimulus. The White House is supporting an extension of jobless benefits. Is that correct?
I will say I don't know the particulars that are being discussed in Congress in terms of each of the proposals. Obviously, we're going to get to a point in which some extension legislatively has to be entered into, yes.
And the White House would be backing that?
We would support making sure that safety net policies continue to be in place, yes.
And what about an extension of the first-time tax credit for home buyers?
I think that's something that the policy team is working through.
Okay, still picking that around. Yeah. Will the White House be offering a package of stimulus measures before the president leaves for Singapore, or are you going to wait for Congress to come up with them and you'll simply say yes?
I'm sorry.
Will the White House propose a package, or are you going to let Congress do it?
Are you talking about the safety net stuff? I think we have been working with Congress for quite some time on this. I don't know which comes first, but we're working in conjunction with, and I think there's bipartisan agreement to extend safety net to ensure that those that have fallen on hard times and have lost their job have the benefits they need to provide for their families.
Wall Street was up to 126 points at the beginning of this briefing here.
Let's hope it's
partly on talk of stimulus, so I thought maybe you might have more to say whether the White House might offer something.
I don't know the correlation between what I might say and what the stock market may do, and I think it's best to leave that unsaid. Yes, sir.
Robert, today at the National Counterterrorism Center, President Obama did not mention the word Afghanistan. Why is that?
I think the president mentioned regions of the world that threaten this country. I think we talked about, I don't have the list in front of me, but the Horn of Africa, different places in Asia, Southeast Asia. I don't think the point wasn't a geography be to mention each and every country in and around the world, but instead to focus on ensuring that we keep the fight on Al-Qaeda's global network, that we take on Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies, and most importantly, that we thank the men and women that work there each day to help keep our country safe and coordinate the type of intelligence we need to disrupt the active planning of the Al-Qaeda global network in attacking us.
Is there a concern here that Afghanistan can once again become a safe haven for Al-Qaeda?
Well, look, I think obviously that's part of what's being discussed. Understanding that most of, if not almost all of, the group of people that attacked us through Al-Qaeda on 9/11 and is planning through intent, actively planning and intending to try to attack us, have intelligence. Mostly are now in the country of Pakistan.
Today on the Hill, there's a hearing being held examining the history and legality of executive branch czars. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that title for a hearing and any reaction to a hearing being held on it?
Well, I don't know if they're calling, I don't know if Senator Feingold's calling Franklin Roosevelt to be a witness on the, I forget the lofty, said lofty scholarly title of said hearing. I would assume that Congress and Senator Feingold have more weighty topics to grapple with than something like this.
Robert?
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert.
Hold on, I'm going that direction.
Okay,
so
You said earlier, that referring to Congress in Afghanistan, that this is not a political debate, but there's a lot of politics surrounding it on Capitol Hill.
Well, let me make sure that what I'm saying is the president isn't making his decision based on politics. I'm certainly not suggesting that. Obviously, the debate is within Congress, and inherent in that is a political debate. The president isn't making his decision based on politics, but instead on what is best for this country.
Okay. But what is the White House's understanding of the politics of this on Capitol Hill, and how do you think that'll affect the president's decision
I think we'll get a good readout of some of that this afternoon. I think you've got my sense is that you've got many different opinions encompassed in 535 members of the House and the Senate that probably span a full range of options. Again, the president will. The meeting today deals primarily with the bicameral bipartisan leadership, and then the ranking, the chairs and the ranking members of the many of the relevant appropriations and oversight committees that would deal with this. And the president looks forward to hearing their viewpoints, again, as varying as I assume they may be.
Just a quick follow-up. In general, though, you have a Republican congressional leaders much more supportive of an expanded war effort along the lines of what General McChrystal has outlined in his assessment. Democrats far more skeptical, particularly on the question of combat troops. How does that affect the way the president thinks about this, or how might it affect
this
process?
The president's focus is on ensuring that we have the very best strategy going forward for this very important yet dangerous region of the world. We're focused on getting that right, not about who's for and who's for, who's against what, but focusing on how to get this
right. It'll matter at some point with resources.
It will, and obviously whatever decision that is made, the president will talk about and talk probably again to members of Congress who have equities in this.
Robert.
In the Meet the Press interview that he did a couple weeks ago, the president stepped back, it seemed, a little bit and explained, or he said there was a need to explain the reason that America was in Afghanistan, because 3,000 Americans were killed by Al-Qaeda. It just strikes me as odd that he did not mention Afghanistan again today. So as a follow-up to Mike's question, are we really to believe that it was an accident, that it wasn't mentioned at all, or that Afghanistan was not mentioned.
Yeah, because
there are many places.
Maybe Afghanistan wouldn't come up today.
I know, but is Afghanistan?
That seems somewhat unlikely.
Since, why would he mention Afghanistan at all? Just a couple weeks ago, it seemed like he was saying that we need to refocus on Afghanistan.
I'd have to go back. I don't recall right offhand what he said in that transcript, but
I was going to follow up on that. He said, we know that Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies threaten us from different corners of the globe, from Pakistan, and then went on to list. It sounds like they intentionally left the word Afghanistan out, I assume because they do not believe that we are threatened by Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Well, I did just mention that if you look at those that attacked us on 9/11, based on our going into Afghanistan 8 years ago tomorrow, most of those have moved across the border into a different region of Pakistan. I think that was talked about on
many Al-Qaeda. How many Al-Qaeda members? It's been at one senator said today said less than 100 in Afghanistan. Is that a fair number?
I wouldn't get into the intelligence, but I don't know what I wouldn't know how to dispute something like that.
I interrupted Jeff, so I yield the floor.
I always yield to CBS.
And I haven't been calling for
you guys are polling partners. Do you have one more?
No.
You're good?
Thank you.
The gentleman yields back the remainder of his time. Yes,
thank you, Robert. Two quick ones. The administration is spending billions on the war in Afghanistan and other war and terrorism. Couldn't the administration find a few million to help the school teachers be rehired in the District of Columbia? Have you spoken to them or considered this at all?
I don't know what the story is.
I
assume that different entities have gotten recovery money. I know throughout the country, recovery money that has gone to states and localities has helped to keep teachers, to keep police, and to keep firefighters on the job. I don't know the specific instance with what you're talking about.
One more quick one. CBS and the other networks are doing some really good features on Afghanistan. Do you know if the president, he doesn't pay me to say this, and I'm not saying anything about David Letterman. Do you know whether the...
He doesn't appear to be focused on Afghanistan.
Seriously, these are very powerful features. Do you know if the president or the staff see any of these features and are influenced in any way by them?
Dare I say I watch the news every night, but I don't know what the president... I don't know whether the president has seen of the reporting from there on CBS or from other networks.
Robert?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know if the president has ever explored the possibility of peace, a path to peace, talking to Al-Qaeda and to the Taliban. Has there been any contact since you have so much intelligence?
I don't think Al-Qaeda looks to talk with us. I think Al-Qaeda has the intent and is actively...
Same idea about Vietnam.
I can't speak to the intelligence around Vietnam. I don't think that Al-Qaeda and the global network that have taken part in the very heinous acts that we've seen over the course of many years is intent on talking. I think, as the president said in his inaugural, they're intent on blowing things up, and that this world is not going to be judged by what you blow up.
But at some point, you reach some. I never hear the word peace here.
I'm not sure that you're ever going to hear the word peace in Al-Qaeda in the same sentence, because I'm positive based on the intelligence that that's not what Al-Qaeda's mission is.
My one other question is that there are several columns today saying the president just doesn't get it in terms of unemployment in Afghanistan and so forth. What's your response?
Isn't America great where everyone can have an opinion and often wrong but never in doubt is a great slogan. Yep.
The president's predecessor not only went to Capitol Hill and appeared with the Dalai Lama and spoke at a ceremony honoring him, but he also, the president,
if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that a congressional medal awarded to him? So the ceremony, right?
Yes, and the president spoke at it. And the president also, the former president, also went to Beijing for the Olympics, saying that he wanted to show respect. Can you explain again why President Obama feels that a meeting now with the Dalai Lama would either complicate or in some other way injure President Obama's relations to China?
No, no, I'm simply saying that in discussions with them, we agreed the Dalai Lama and his staff that a meeting would be had later in the year.
What I'm asking is the reason being?
It's the time in which both parties thought it would be the best time to meet.
Robert, yesterday Secretary Gates said the reality is that because of our inability to put enough troops into Afghanistan, the Taliban do have the momentum right now, sounding like he thinks there's not enough troops there. I'm wondering how you...
I don't want to parse Secretary Gates' words, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's referring to requests that sat on the table for a long time previously. We added 21,000 troops to Afghanistan through an effort earlier this year in March.
Right. You're saying he was referring to the troops.
That's the way I read it. I think if you're looking for a response to that, Jeff Morrell's over at the Pentagon.
And one other quick question on health care. Less than 10 days from now, Senator Reid has to decide on whether he goes for reconciliation or not, goes for a 60-vote strategy or 51. Do you have any sense in terms of how the debate has been going, which makes the most sense to do?
I don't have any opinion on that except to reiterate that we're working through the process in the Fifth Committee of Jurisdiction, and then the Senate will merge these two pieces of legislation and we'll head to the floor.
Robert, there's been another report, this one in Politico, previously in the Wall Street Journal, that Greg Craig is preparing to leave as the president's counsel. Does he still have the president's confidence, number one? And
you know, Matt, I answered this last week when that report was asked to me by the group representing the institution that wrote it, and I said he was, and I said he'd been in the Oval Office earlier that day speaking to the president about Guantanamo. Greg Craig is in the president's office every day as part of a small group of senior advisors that meet with him daily. That'll happen at 4:30 this afternoon.
And does the president still have confidence in the timetable on Guantanamo Bay?
Well, we went through that. I think we're making progress on ensuring that once and for all, Guantanamo Bay is closed. Peter.
Robert, the DNC has been emphasizing Republican elected officials outside of Washington who support health care reform. Does the White House believe that the Republicans on Capitol Hill are out of step in some way with Republicans in the rest of the country or Republican elected officials outside the Beltway?
Well, look, I think if you the intent or the desire of Republicans in Washington and on Capitol Hill as it relates to health care is something I'll let them answer. As I've mentioned before, the person that they chose earlier in the year to speak to the nation has actively encouraged the Republicans in Washington and on Capitol Hill to put forward an alternative, something that thus far their leaders have said repeatedly isn't and won't happen. I think that shows they are wildly out of step with their constituents who want something to happen on health care this year. I would mention, obviously, you've got, whether it's Mayor Bloomberg, whether it's Governor Schwarzenegger, whether it's former HHS Secretary and Governor Tommy Thompson, there are people that have been outside of the cocoon of Washington dealing with rising health care costs, what it does to state and local governments, what it does to families, and what it does to small businesses that are actively encouraging the process that's working to take place. I think it would be a good message. I hope that Republicans in Washington hear the message of Republicans all over the country that it's time to come in off the sidelines and actively get involved in making some serious progress on health care reform this year. Yes, sir.
Robert, you said a couple times that politics is not part of the decision on Afghanistan. I had two questions. One, does American public opinion weigh into the decision at all? And the idea of having sustained public support for the war? And secondarily, have you done any polling through the DNC or anywhere else on this question?
The second one, not that I'm aware of. On the first one, in terms of the role that public opinion would play. Obviously, the president sees where different opinions are based on polling that you guys do. But the president's going to make a decision, popular or unpopular, based on what he thinks is in the best interest of the country. I think if you look back over the course of the last 8 to 9 months, I don't think you would say that the decisions, every decision that we made was based on where a majority or a great majority of the people were in this country. But the president has made decisions that he thinks, whether it's on the domestic issues, whether it's on the economy, or whether it comes to our way forward in Iraq, I'm sorry, Afghanistan, that he's doing what's in the best interest of the country.
Don't you need public support, though, if you're going to talk about a long-range commitment of troops?
I think that, again, whatever decision the president makes with his team, I think explaining and talking that through with the American people will certainly obviously be an important step in this process.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Robert. Can you tell us what message the Vice President is going to convey to Poland and the Czech Republic on the missile defense? And is this a damage control mission?
No, look, obviously the Vice President is somebody who has long relationships throughout Europe. They're important allies of ours. He'll continue those relationships and meet with them on his upcoming trip. I think most of you all now have covered statements by those governments that reflect, after understanding what we were actually deciding and what we were implementing, a missile defense system that protects a greater geographic area and addresses much more directly the threat that exists in the here and now, rather than something that was technologically a ways off. I have no doubt that the issue will come up, and I think the Vice President will be very comfortable, as will our allies, in the decision that we've made. April?
Did then-candidate Barack Obama warn or tell the American public about the levels of engagement that the U.S. military will be involved in Afghanistan when he was running for president?
I don't think anybody in this country, whether they were listening to candidate Barack Obama or anybody over the past 7 or almost 8 years, has been misinformed as to the sacrifice that our men and women in uniform were making or what it was going to take in dealing with a very difficult part of the world.
Some people are saying that you made a point to stress that we would pull out of Iraq, but it was somewhat omitted about the engagement in Afghanistan.
The president, I remember a speech quite clearly where the president talked very specifically about Afghanistan and Pakistan and was criticized on both sides of the aisle. I spent a lot of time with the president over the course of 2 years flying around the country. He almost always talked about the need to add forces that were added, that exceeded the number. We exceeded the number that were added in March, but what he called for in the campaign. So this wasn't something that the president ever soft
pedaled. Can you talk about Chicago tomorrow, what they're going to do in Chicago tomorrow?
I don't have any more information other than or a schedule for Secretary Duncan or Attorney General Holder. I would.
Any news? Any policy?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thanks, guys.